A miniature Dead Sea. That's what they call Kamenskoye Jezero or Alum Lake in Chomutov. It's said to have healing powers. The alum prevents the growth of algae, and the clean water contains sulfate, chloride, and iron, which is said to have a beneficial effect on respiratory diseases, infections, and even acne. Noemi Korn has more.
The water feels fairly cold. As I weighed in, it is just 23 degrees Celsius. But during steamy summers like this one, it is very refreshing. Kamenskoye Jezero, or Alum Lake, is located on the outskirts of Chomutov, but still close enough to the historical town to attract visitors. The head of the recreational facility, Karel Ton, explains what draws people here.
The main reason is the water content. Even throughout history, it's been known for its healing powers. I think the semi-urban location is ideal, as it's surrounded by cycling paths and offers various activities.
Close to the shore, the water has a greenish-blue hue. Karel Ton says it stays clean throughout the year.
What's specific about this water is that you won't find any cyanobacteria or any other living organisms. Of course, it can be slightly cloudier during the season, but there have never been any hygiene issues.
Swimmers will never have to worry about encountering a fish or a frog. Over the years, visitors have occasionally attempted to fish, but no one ever caught anything. The surface area of the water is 330,000 square meters. The deepest location is 3.5 meters. The lake does not have a tributary. A similarly unique water reservoir in Canada dried out for that very reason. So is Alum Lake threatened by the same fate? Karel Ton again.
The water surface fluctuates. There are days when it rains with immediate effects. Other than that, the water level's consistent. Currently, we're a little below average. But past experience shows that with a little bit of rain or snow, levels always rise back to the norm. I'm a firm believer that it won't dry out.
Looking at the local chronicle, we can see that the Alum Lake used to be a spa after the First World War. Now it is a recreational facility, and it has plenty to offer visitors, as Karel Ton explains.
We recently opened a floating pier and plan on adding a couple of slides to it this summer. We also rent paddle boats, we have beach volleyball as well as basketball courts and ping pong tables. It isn't just a recreational area, but also a campsite. We have 42 huts and offer space for up to 250 tents and caravans.
The wooden changing rooms are an extra bonus and are greatly appreciated by the locals.
The huts which are rented out have been here since the very beginning, and the locals hang on to them for their children. If we built another 200, we would rent them in an instant.
Many visitors to the pool are locals, but you also get to hear some German or Dutch.
Ja, ist eine schöne Umgebung hier. Es ist mitten, eigentlich mitten in der Stadt, aber irgendwie trotzdem alles sehr grün.
Even though it is right next to a city, the surroundings are beautiful. Lots of greenery, everyone is friendly, and the camp is well equipped, says one German tourist. Those who find their way here usually come back.